The House are set to vote on a bill today that could pave the way for a ban on TikTok in the U.S. JT Laybourne's cardiac health feed has 2 million followers.
I've had people come up to me in public and give me a hug and cry on my shoulder and say that you will never understand what your videos mean to me.
CBS News estimates Joe Biden and Donald Trump have now secured the delegates they need to become their party's presidential nominees. Trump posted to X.
Our nation is failing. We're a nation that is in serious decline. We've never had a situation like this.
Haiti continues to be racked with gang violence after Prime Minister Henry announced his resignation. CBS's David Martin from the Pentagon.
Overnight, the U.S. military airlifted into the embassy a special Marine unit known as a Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team and brought out the normal contingent of Marine Guards stationed there.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballot drop boxes could be legal again in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court is agreeing to take up a case seeking to overturn Wisconsin's ban on drop boxes. Oral arguments are set for May 13th. The court banned drop boxes almost 2 years ago when it was under conservative control. At the time, justices said state law doesn't allow for off-site drop boxes, but liberals maintain there's nothing in state law that expressly prohibits them either. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today.
In Milwaukee, the president will share how this administration investments are rebuilding our communities and creating good-paying jobs.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden is talking about lowering costs for families and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Barron County dog rescue says they've been forced to stop taking animals in for the next couple months. According to a WEAU report, the Little Red Barn Dog Rescue says there have been a particularly high number of surrenders over the last year and a rise in the number of unclaimed stray dogs, which is putting a lot of strain on the rescue. The organization has 28 dogs in their care right now and says their plan is to focus on getting those dogs into forever homes as they deal with financial challenges and burnout. A Chippewa Falls woman has entered not guilty pleas to charges of aiding or harboring a felon and obstructing an officer. According to a criminal complaint, 26-year-old Paige Ryder was accused of sending money to Kimone Golden of Cadott, who was one of the suspects connected to the shooting death of Christopher Connor of Altoona in 2022. Ryder was allegedly the ex-girlfriend of Golden and aided him while he was on the run from police and had given officers a fake phone number. Ryder is due back in court in May. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Brewers come up short. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers face the Cubs at Sloan Park in Mesa, Arizona. Colin Ray pitched 4 scoreless innings. William Contreras with an RBI and a 3-run homer. But the Cubs came back with a walk-off home run from Patrick Wisdom to win 6-5 over the Crew. College basketball, the UWM Panthers losing to the Oakland Grizzlies 83-76 in the Horizon League Championship played in Detroit. Oakland advances to the NCAA tournament. NBA, the Bucks with another blowout loss on the road, this time 129-94 to the Kings, who went right after Damian Lillard. Doc Rivers.
They're going to pressure him and trap him. If we space the floor and move the ball, we work on the drill every day, we should be able to pick it apart. Think about it. If they're trapping Dame, that's Giannis in the middle of the floor. We didn't take advantage of that tonight. We really just didn't move the ball tonight.
How do you feel about the ball handling tonight?
Yeah, we're sloppy. I mean, we really were. It's a sloppy night.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon, and it's still going to be mild with a high of 64 today. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some showers after midnight. Tomorrow, cloudy with light rain, a high of 49. Could get a tenth of an inch, maybe two, by the time it all winds down tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'm going to be joined by judicial candidate Rochelle Johnson-Bent, talking about why your local trial court judges are important to you.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a recording, man.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. What a beautiful day yesterday, right?
Yes, it was.
Did you get out?
Yes, I did.
How long were you out, man?
Yeah, like half hour, 45 minutes.
Half hour, 45 minutes. I rest my case.
It was it was a little windy, Earl.
It was windy, man. It was windy, but I got my 8 mile walk in. And yeah, I walked 8 miles yesterday, and I can tell you something, man. Well, before I get into that, man, I'm trying to make this adjustment. You know, I'm, you know, from a different time in radio. And you could come to the radio station and do your radio show without having brushed your teeth or combed your hair or washed your face. You could put on wrinkled clothes and maybe even have the same clothes you had on the day before, and nobody would ever notice. But radio today, man, you got to wash your face. You got to brush your teeth. You have to comb your hair. You have to make sure your shirt is ironed because people can see you. And so I take more time grooming to do radio. I mean, what we're doing radio television because all of these different, what do you call those outlets, man?
Social media.
Social media outlets, people can see you. And so you have to, again, you got to make sure that, you know, your hair is combed. And I'm telling you, people used to come to the radio stations, man, they would be ragged, right? They'd come in from the night before, clothes all wrinkled, you know, hair all unkept, you know, and did not matter because all people did was heard your voice. But this whole new change in, you know, people being able to see you, I get up 4 o'clock in the morning, man, and you know, now it's, what am I going to wear? Hey, oh, well, wait a minute, man. What are you going to wear? You know, what is this? But, you know, it's the new reality that we're all faced with. Now, I got a lot to talk about today, as always. It's Wednesday. We're going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And I'm telling you, Calvin, there's so many different things that we're going to be talking about this morning, but I want to begin again with the importance of getting out and moving around. And, You know, I was always a pretty athletic guy as a young man, you know, Calvin's age. I was dunking a basketball at 5'8". And, you know, I could do a lot of different things. And now I can't even touch the bottom of the net, Calvin. I don't think I can jump over a dime. So, you know, you put a dime on the floor and say, Earl, can you jump over that dime? No, I can't do it anymore. But it's not a matter of us being able to turn back the clock physically on what we used to be able to do. Our bodies are built in such a manner and created in such a manner that you eventually you lose those things. Your body is only created to last so long, and your muscles and all sorts of other things start deteriorating. And you can do things to prevent it. I got buddies, you know, who are my age. Some of my friends from middle school and high school, they're still in tip-top shape, man, muscle, everything. And then I look at myself and my chest has dropped down into my stomach, and and it's an awful reality. But, man, you've got to get out and move around. You know, this is an article, and as I said before, we're going to talk about a lot of things, but I would be remiss if I didn't remind our audience the real importance of moving around. Walking this many steps daily has huge benefits for people who sit all day. And let's go to the phone lines and let me bring in my friend Al from Milwaukee, a guy who's still in you know, really good shape for, you know, a guy who's about to become 90. Oh, Al, I'm sorry. I'm probably adding a decade to. Am I?
Is it, 29.
Hello? What? 29 what?
I'm 29. I never get older than 29.
Hey, so are you approaching your 90th day on earth?
Watch out now.
Hey,
see,
but
I can jump over that dime.
No, I can't.
You better watch yourself.
Hey, so Al, the importance of moving around, and no matter what kind of condition you are in, to sit and continue to sit is not a good thing for you as we age.
No, but you got to remember, those of us who were athletes and coaches, you remember when kid fall down, what'd you tell him?
Get up.
Get your butt
up.
You know. It ain't about falling. It's about getting up.
Right, right.
And too many times we fall down mentally. It's not about the physical. When you fall down mentally, you stop doing the things that help to keep you alert and functioning. And too many people, when they look at these numbers, just like you do frequently, I'm getting old. I'm almost 70 years old. So what? You ain't dead yet. So
yeah. Hey. I may say that I'm almost 70, but I'm moving and active all the time.
You know, that's what I'm saying. But see, when people start looking at the numbers rather than looking at activity and keeping themselves mentally active, then they start getting old and they start acting old. But, you know, age ain't nothing but a number. Now, I'm approaching 80, by the way. See, 29, when Janis Joplin sang that song at Woodstock in 69, said, when you get 30, you over the hill. I looked around at one of my friends who was with me in Vietnam, and I said, well, I ain't going to never reach the top of that hill. I'm going to be 29 forever. I'm still 29.
You know, Al, it's never too late. People should get up, move around, especially when you're retired. Your body requires the blood. Your heart requires you moving around for your heart to continue to function in the manner that it was created to function. And that's to pump blood throughout your body that preserves your organs and gives you life and preserves your life. It is a matter of life and death if you remain sedentary. Am I right?
That's correct. But you said something about being tired. What are you
talking about? I didn't say anything about being tired, man. What are you talking about? You got me mixed up with somebody else. Hey.
No, you said something about tired, retired or
retired. Retired. Okay.
That to me, that translates to death.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know nothing about tired.
Well, so I'm really, Al, I tell people, I'm going to be like Al, I'm going to expire. I'm not going to retire, and there's nothing wrong with retiring. But for me, my life is about continuing to move forward. And there's a lot of work to be done. And so my focus in my life is to continue to do that work as long as I can. Are you still doing the same thing? I laugh and joke with you, man, but I'm inspired by you. And as going into your 80th birthday, to be as active mentally and physically and involved in the community and those kind of things, man, that's what I aspire to be.
Well, I have a T-shirt, Earl, that reads, it says, I'm a Holmes. I don't quit when I'm tired. I quit when I'm done. That's about my work. Yeah. And when my work is done, I will be done. And until then, I'll be up every day at 5 o'clock doing what I do out here trying to help people rebuild their situations.
Hey, Al, thank you very much as always, man. Great stuff. I am inspired by you. I laugh and joke, but I am inspired by you. Thank you very much. But again, roughly 80% of jobs in the U.S. are sedentary, according to research published by the American Heart Association, meaning this is a big problem for many people. You likely can't just quit your sedentary job. And even if you did, you'd probably just end up with another job where you sit in front of a computer all day. Now, you don't have to walk 8 miles like I did yesterday. 16,000 steps. If you can get, 2,000 steps in a day, which is not much, you stand a 21% less chance of developing heart disease. We don't have to fall prey to some of the maladies that happen to us if we're just willing to, put the first foot forward and realize the value and importance of this thing called life that we've been given, this precious gift. We've got to do a little something ourselves to make sure we maintain it to the best of our abilities. And let me say this. We've got to go to a short, before I go there, here's what I want to talk about. When we come back, we're going to talk about tax season. Some firms spend more on executive pay than they do on taxes. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 player selection draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull couple people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas. That's the number. Listen, if you can't get up and walk, maybe you can get up and jam a little bit. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas. That's the number. Listen, this is amazing, but true. And you should be outraged. What costs more, paying top dogs or taxes? At some firms, executive pay outstrips taxes. Dozens of large corporations, this is in today's USA Today, dozens of large corporations paid more money to their top executives than they shelled out in federal taxes between 2018 and 2022, according to a new watchdog report. The analysis names 35 corporations, including Tesla, Netflix, and Ford, that each reportedly spent more on compensation to their five highest paid executives than they paid in federal income taxes over 5 years. Collectively, 35 corporations spent $9.5 billion on their top executives over that span. Now, these 35 corporations spent almost $10 billion, spent $10 billion in salary and bonuses to their top executives, while those combined federal tax bill came to $1.8 billion. Listen to that. Those 35 major corporations paid in $1.8 billion collectively in taxes. The 35 largest corporations, but their top five in each one of those corporations' executives got $10 billion. You want to know what's wrong? If you can't figure out what's wrong, man, you know, if you don't think there's any, for those of you who support the corporations, the report released Wednesday is titled "More for Them, Less for Us." Corporations that pay their executives more than Uncle Sam. It comes from the Institute of Policy Studies, a nonprofit group and think tank, and Americans for Tax Fairness, a nonprofit that advocates for tax reform. Let me tell you why you should be outraged by that. Because at the same time, I'm reading this information, and this information is out there for you to understand. The Republicans are doing what? The Republicans are preparing to gut Social Security and Medicare because they say we can't afford it. Wait a minute. For those of you who are, you know, hell-bent on voting Republican and hell-bent on electing Donald Trump, and you've got all these reasons why, you know, Joe Biden is too old. You know, Joe Biden is this, Joe Biden is that. Your Social Security and Medicare is in peril, as it always has been, anytime Republicans are in control. I don't know about you, but I receive Social Security and Medicare. And, you know, hands off my Social Security and Medicare. I've earned it. We've earned it. And for those people who want to take that away and call that a handout, shame on them. And for those people who say that we can't, that we can't afford to continue to give people Social Security and Medicare, return what they've earned, put into this, well, then do something about making sure that these major corporations pay their fair share. It's outlandish. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's outlandish to see that the corporations aren't paying anywhere near what they should be paying into these systems. And then for somebody to turn around and say, we can't afford that anymore. You, the American people, who have put you through your hard work and your blood, sweat, and tears, those resources have been taken out of your and my checks over decades, and those systems that were built to protect you and I as we aged, for somebody to say we can't afford it without looking at the fact that these corporations aren't paying their fair share. You know, if you are a Republican, or you don't have to be a Republican, but phone lines are open for you as well. Can you please explain to me how you can justify voting for people who know, rightfully so, that these corporations aren't paying their fair share? How can you support that and not support your neighbor or your mother or your father or your sister or your brother or you who are on Medicare and Social Security? How do you rationalize that? 844-967-2789 is the number. Please explain how you run that through, you know, the sifter in your mind, and you say, well, Joe Biden is too old. I'm going to vote for Republicans, even though I know they want to cut the life, raft to the people that I know and the people that I love, and even myself. You can try to rationalize all those other things, but man, either you're not thinking properly or you've been sold a false bill of goods by somebody on the other side. 844-967-2789. I really want to hear from you on either side of this issue. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesday's on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789. You're tuned in to 540 AM WAUK and 101.7 FM The Straw on Civic Media.
Wednesday on Matt Nair on Air, the good, the bad, and you've got to be kidding me in the news. A guest from the Home and Garden Show in Milwaukee and Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Join us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Senate is firing eight more of Governor Evers' appointees. Among them are John Miller and Dana Wachs, who voted against diversity cuts when they were on the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. The Senate has fired 21 Evers' appointees since 2019. Wisconsin has a health care worker shortage. The Wisconsin Hospital Association annual report says the state's nursing vacancy is 10%.
Registered nurses make up over half of the hospital and health system workforce. So that's very impactful because nurses can fill other gaps on the health care team.
The association's Ann Zank says Wisconsin hospitals need aggressive recruiting and more flexible training programs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The St. Croix County Board of Supervisors voted on three resolutions regarding refugee resettlement on Tuesday. The resolutions are similar to the resolution attempts in Eau Claire and Chippewa County, seeking to pause the resettlement of refugees to the region, demand more consultation with the federal government before refugees can be settled in the region, and to support legislation that would give state and local governments the right to refuse refugee resettlement. All three resolutions passed comfortably. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning of an elevated fire danger this week due to the warm temperatures, lack of rain, and low humidity. According to a press release, officials across the state responded to over 90 wildfires in the last week. Most of northwest Wisconsin is currently listed at a very high fire danger, with most counties south of Rusk sitting at high fire danger. Bayfield, Burnett, Washburn, Sawyer, Rusk, and parts of Barron County all have burn restrictions in place through the DNR as well. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Despite not becoming the first Native American to win a Best Actress Oscar, Killers of the Flower Moon actress Lily Gladstone seems to be doing just fine. This year's Best Actress Award went to Emma Stone for her performance in Poor Things. According to Deadline, the race for the award this year was too close to call. Stone won the prize at the Golden Globes, but Gladstone won the Screen Actors Guild Best Actress Award, which is usually an Oscar indicator. Gladstone says she wasn't too upset she didn't win and said she was feeling the love big time. Speaking of Emma Stone, the New York Post reports that the Best Actress winner did not seem too pleased with the joke Jimmy Kimmel made during his monologue at the opening of the show. Kimmel made a joke after a clip of Poor Things, saying those were the only parts of the film they could show in reference to the amount of nudity and sex in the film. It is still unclear what Stone said moments later to her husband, but she did not look happy. Couple things. First, it was a joke, and second, did she see Poor Things? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon, and it's still going to be mild with a high of 64 today. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some showers after midnight. Tomorrow, cloudy with light rain, a high of 49. Could get a tenth of an inch, maybe two, by the time it all winds down tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Want some whiskey
question asking me. This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't wanna see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to find out. Open up your window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I mean, listen to this. You know, before we took a short break, I was talking about the fact that, you know, 35 of the largest corporations in this nation only paid $1.8 billion in taxes while they compensated their top five employees over $10 billion. And so then I mentioned House Republicans have ignited a firestorm of controversy with their recent advancement of a resolution that threatens to dismantle critical components of Social Security and Medicare. As the U.S. House Budget Committee led by the GOP pushed forward a sweeping resolution in support of a fiscal commission aimed at gutting these pivotal programs, congressional Democrats and defenders of the social safety nets have raised the alarm, decrying the move as a stark embodiment of the far-right Christian nationalism that has taken hold of the party. Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Ron. How are you doing? Can you explain to me the thinking that people, I mean, what are they thinking?
Well, I don't think it's thinking in an intellectual sense at all. I think it's emotional gut thinking, which is, I'm afraid I must say, put it rather primitive. It's sort of like, ugh, this mine, that mine, all mine. And, you know, I mean, it's animalistic. I mean, their egos are easily bruised. Their agenda has to be 100% agreed to, or else they get punitive, like throwing out, you know, dozens of Evers appointments just out of a fit of pique. I don't even think Putin does that. Well, maybe he does. But it's just reflexive on their part. It's like there can be no other winners. You know, we are the winners, and you have to do what we say. And that's not democracy, I'm afraid. And so I'm with you 100% in your indignation. I mean, this is the indig-nation right
you know,
now.
You,
and these guys, go ahead.
No, Ron, I just want to say that it's not those guys. It's the fact that everyday citizens like you and me put them there and continue to support them in the face of all of these things. That's the part I don't understand, Ron.
Well, that's right. And I mean, people are less, I we're talking very general here because it wasn't
right.
You or me specifically. You know, I agree with that up to a point, but it's people are saddled with lots of other woes, financial, real and imagined, and, you know, grievances, and some of them very justifiable. I mean, this is a society where people get taken to the cleaners with increasing, increasingly, and they are bitter about that. You know, right now, the biggest cause of inflation and high costs, you know, food's going down, gasoline's going down, it's rent, and most people rent. And they can't afford rent. You know, even in cheap cities, they can't afford rent. And of course, they're going to be upset about that. And they're going to think about voting for somebody else who's going to fix it. But these are the guys that caused the problem.
Yes.
They're the guys who
yes.
elected. And they're in service to these big corporations and financiers who are all about making money, and we'll give you some of our money if you do what we say. You know, I mean, and then the rest of us have to pay that bill. And that's why, and it's especially true, and you and I worked real hard and have worked hard along with hundreds of millions of other Americans since FDR got this invoked, so that we could retire with some comfort with Social Security and Medicare, well, Medicare under LBJ. And these guys are, they just hate that. They think it's a giveaway program. I paid taxes, and it was a promise and a guarantee, and you voted for it.
I know, Ron. I understand.
Now you're saying, whoops, we're going to change the contract. Who gets to change the contract after it's been signed?
Yeah, Ron, I get that. What I don't get, again, is that in the face of that injustice, there are people who are receiving those things or about to receive them, and their loved ones are receiving them, and they say, and they vote against that. Because they vote these people in. I'll never understand that, Ron. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thank God you and that gentleman aren't in charge with America's finances, because at least the Republicans are real. Social Security's going broke. Right, Earl?
Hey,
in
CJ.
Less than 10 years.
Okay, CJ. CJ, did you not hear the beginning of my conversation that the 35 largest corporations only pay $1.8 billion in taxes, and yet they compensated their top five employees $10 billion? Social Security is going broke, and these other things are going broke because corporations aren't paying their fair share. What do you say about that?
Simply not true. You want to drive businesses out of the country the way Bill Clinton did with NAFTA? You go right ahead. But the reality is, you didn't answer the question, did you, Earl? Social Security's going broke. At least the Republicans want to address
CJ. It's the Earl Ingram Show. I don't have to answer your question. You should answer the question that I'm posing. And, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gene from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Gene. How you doing? You say what?
I feel like I'm in La La Land right now. I mean, people that aren't dealing with real issues, and then they start saying, oh, Social Security is going broke. Give me a break. They've been saying that for years and years. And Biden wants to fix the system. In addition to that, we got a guy that's running for president that never even paid his goddamn taxes and lied to get around it, so he don't have to pay his fair share. Give me a break. Well, anyway, with Social Security, that is something like insurance, like auto insurance, and it's not an entitlement. We've been paying it all our lives since we've been working. This was an insurance policy for old age, for Social Security, survivors, and disability insurance. That's how it started out. I don't know who here is like doesn't have feelings, because I know that people need to pay attention to their parents, because their parents aren't going to say to people in their 50s, they don't want them to worry, you know, about their mom and dad. But people just think they're getting old. Oh, these people are getting money. No, you also pay out of your Social Security, which is not, it depends on what you made years ago. Some people are barely living on scraps. And then you have to pay for your, into your health insurance, for into the Medicare. As you're receiving Social Security, they take money out of that for your Medicare insurance each month. And, you know, it's not like people are getting millions of dollars, but they paid into this. And, you know, back then, of course, we didn't have 401ks, but then we saw what happened to those. A lot of people lost their homes when we hit the ringer in the finance issues, you know, when Republicans were in charge and we almost went into recession.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Let's go to Tim from Wales. Good morning to you, Tim. Your thoughts?
One of the things I think a lot of people misunderstand with Social Security is it's paid in by a percentage of the employee and the company. It's a total of 12.4%, and you pay 6.2%, and the company pays 6.2%. So if it's not being funded enough, we actually have to increase the taxes on the company because it's only based off of the wages paid to the individuals.
No, but Tim, did you hear me state that out of those top 35 corporations in this nation, they collectively only pay $1.8 billion in taxes? And yet they paid their top five, heads of those corporations, $10 billion. That it's easy to see where the problem lies, right?
Right, right. And that's what I was saying, that they would have to actually increase the tax for Social Security, because it's not just like the regular federal tax. It's actually only a Social Security taxes, but funds the Social Security fund.
Yeah, and the corporations can afford to do that. You can't tell me corporations that are making the top 35 corporations and aren't paying their fair share, instead of wanting to cut the Social Security and Medicare to the average citizen, we ignore that, and yet we support continuing to have the wealthiest amongst us get by. Thank you very much for the call, Tim. I wish I had more time. Let's go to Steve from Cudahy. Good morning to you, Steve. Your thoughts.
Good morning. I just want to reiterate with all the callers, before Franklin Roosevelt got in the office, the leading cause of death for elderly in the United States was by suicide. They used to, and one of the cheapest forms to do it were they used to put the head in the stove and commit suicide, because when they got older, they had no safety net. That's number one. Number two is, you just stated to the previous caller, tax the heck out of these corporations like Eisenhower had. It was about 90% tax rate on some entities of corporations. This guy wasn't falling, and all the Republican mantra is tax these companies and corporations. They act like they're the bedrock of our civilization. And the other thing is that, you know how many Republican right-wingers that I work for in terms of the remodeling industry complain about so-called entitlements,
right,
or safety net when they're not using it? But when they're using it, they justify up, down, left, and right. So that's my rebuttal, and I'll hear for your answers.
Man, look, listen, I can't – anybody – here's what – again – I just don't understand how those people who are on the right and who support and vote for Republicans, knowing this is their agenda. This is not my agenda. Again, today, and this is the USA Today, House Republicans have ignited a firestorm of controversy with their recent advancement of a resolution that threatens to dismantle critical components of Social Security and Medicare. And so in the face of that, they still are going to support Donald Trump and Republicans. I'll never, ever understand that. All of you on the line, 844-967-2789. We're going to continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays every week. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Workers.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on The Tap, 93.5 FM WCFW.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Woman and everything you own. All that is plainly states that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's pulling you down.
Bad love.
Yes, sir.
Bad love.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. So your thoughts again. You know, Republicans are doing what they do. They're talking about, you know, scaling down Social Security and Medicare. And this is from Representative John B. Larson, Democrat, Connecticut. Billionaires stop paying into Social Security minutes into 2024. So, CJ, yeah, it's going broke. Social Security is going broke. Yeah. So billionaires stop paying into Social Security minutes before 2024. We need to scrap the cap to make the wealthy pay their fair share. This is, again, from Representative John B. Larson, Democrat, Connecticut. I introduced Social Security 2100 to make that happen. We must act to protect and enhance benefits for the first time in more than 50 years. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. It's a great discussion, and it's great to hear it on the air. Thanks.
Thank you.
You know, a couple things real quick. As I recall, Social Security used to be a standalone line item. It had its own standalone budget and, therefore, you know, very pinpoint and accountability. And then I believe it was Reagan who shipped that over into the general budget. So, again, instead of it being more accountable and more clear and transparent, it was just part of the general budget for Congress to manipulate any way they chose to manipulate. I believe that's correct. But, you know, this thinking that favors corporations and elites over the general masses of people, you know, we the people, that in itself is flawed logic. I would say, fascist. In a way, and certainly unconstitutional. It doesn't fit in our Constitution. In 1970, corporations paid 40% of the taxes. Now they're under 5%, as you reported earlier, while at the same time we've had two significant events, 2008, a financial crisis, and, of course, the COVID crisis, that added trillions of dollars and of debt that were basically consumed the masses, you know, the vast amount of it by the banks and the corporations. So by the time you factor the earlier, whatever, couple, 3% was the corporations
right. Are
actually paying in taxes, what they've received back from since 2008, I will tell you, dwarfs what they put in. And so, you know, we have to have a little bit wider-eyed look at this. We have to have deeper discussions like your show is presenting, because I would say this in closing, that all of us want a good return on our investment of our taxes, whether it's our Social Security, Medicare, whether it's our homeowners and property taxes. We want a good return. We want, you know, good parks. We want good streets. We want good infrastructure. We want forward thinking in schools. We want these things, but they come at a price. And if we're not willing to pay for this quality of life that we all seek, you know,
yeah,
you get what you pay for at the end.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for those important words. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must realize this. The power lies within we the people. Just listening to everybody call in, brilliant callers as always. But here's the thing. Think about who is the presidents that actually brought us these social safety nets. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Lyndon Johnson. These are all Democratic people that have brought us the things that have helped the middle class. It is true. After $160,000, they don't pay one more nickel in tax. It was Ronald Reagan that started taxing Social Security. It was never taxed before that. This is just an absolute, I want people to really, really think about the fact of who it is that has actually helped we the people, the working class, the 90% of the people, and what policies it is that have done that. And on the other side, what policies have only helped enrich the few. And I'll tell you, all capitalism is. I have become, especially unregulated capitalism, because your callers are right. It used to be anything over $3 million used to get taxed at 90% back in Eisenhower. But I'll tell you one thing right now, that all trickle-down economics is to these billionaire people and these corporations, not the mom and pops, but the corporations, is a charity. They think we are just charity workers, and that's what we're getting our paychecks for. They could give two craps about the fact of what it is we actually bring to the table in terms of our talents and in terms of what we do. Please vote blue in 2024. Thank God we have Democrats and Joe Biden in power. Because hey, I'll tell you right now, Donald Trump would go and take that Social Security and get rid of it in a heartbeat.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Al, quickly.
Everything that's been said is true, but Social Security is not an entitlement program.
Right.
And we get into that, and we're supposed to earn interest on it to the point where we get our money back. Now, nobody has mentioned the fact that over the years, when other parts of the government have failed, they borrowed money out of Social Security
and never paid it back.
And never repaid it. Never repaid it. If they put that money back that they borrowed out, then it would be solvent. The other part of this is most people do not remember the Railroad Retirement Act. That is Social Security for the politicians and the upper government people, and it pays out more than Social Security does to the general population.
Al, I wish we had more time. Gotta run. Up next, Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You're tuned into The Earl Ingram Show.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Schmidt. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Lawmakers in the House vote today on a bill to ban TikTok in the U.S. if its China-based owner doesn't sell the app within 6 months.